Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Monday, December 5th, 2011.
Episode 7.36.
No, what?
I'm sorry with the...
Oh, my God. So Steve and I were having a moment where I was mocking him for his amazing ability to know things.
7.40.
Like
I don't
that.
Know. Yes.
7.4 without ever having to look it up.
The
I was mocking him.
13 recap show,
and in
Jeffrey.
That moment, he drops the ball.
I did
Fumble.
Drop the ball. Because it's the 40th show of season 7.
Jeez.
I mean, we
gotta stop.
Can we? I think there's people that want us to stop. You know, the podcast still doing. The numbers are still doing pretty good.
No, the numbers are great.
Podcast numbers
gets watched and listened to by more than
anything else that we do. Yes.
Why that is, I don't know.
I don't know. 5 minute football is pretty good, especially today. You need to check it out.
Especially today, especially as we continue to patronize Tim Tebow.
And we actually have.
Not
real
in a mean news. Way. We did.
We had real news to talk
Great
about
story.
Today.
So we've got week 13 in the books. We've got two teams that have clinched. We've got
not just clinched playoffs, clinched their divisions.
That's what I'm saying. And we got me missing 5 games this week. Steven missing 7, and he's very annoyed about the challenge game.
Wait a minute. I got the 10. I made an official pick change, which I got.
Oh, that's
okay,
true. That's
yes.
true.
So
that's true.
I've only missed 6.
Okay.
Don't exaggerate.
It was still a bad week for you, especially with Dallas Cowboys. But we'll get to that.
Wow.
We've got lots to talk about.
And
We've
the challenge
Detroit
game
Lions
has been officially
nasty.
Removed, correct? Is that the official party line
if
now?
If that's what you need.
No. Don't play. There is precedent set for a quarterback getting yanked right before the game.
Uh-huh.
Precedent was set 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
You, of course, do not remember this.
I remember things.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
So what, you think that just by playing the song intro gets you out of it? Wow. All right. You know what? I'm going to let you do whatever it is you want to do, okay? You have the lead, and if you – doesn't matter about the precedents that have been set before. You don't want to scratch it off the table. That's quite all right.
I believe precedent is extremely important.
Yes.
I believe it always must be factored into context.
Yes.
But then precedent in context is what I believe in, Steven.
Okay. So do I need to pull up the file from 2 years ago where we had set a challenge game? But at game time, the starting quarterback was pulled for a team,
mm-hmm.
and you called me. And in fairness, I should have called you because I did not. But you called me, and you're like, so-and-so is not starting anymore. I do not want that to be the challenge game because I do not think they're going to win.
I was in a meeting at church when I made that call.
So you called in a meeting? I'm with my girls, and they will not.
Yeah,
they
I'm
were
in
like,
a board meeting at church.
Because of the no power, no light, no TV, no nothing, no
I'll
internet.
I'll give you that.
The girls were so like
chaotic.
Clawed onto me like they did not want. And then all day Saturday I helped.
Hang on.
Matt.
You had power on Sunday. All day Saturday you helped.
But
Matt
we had
move.
No TV. We still don't have internet or phone or TV because we all got it with AT&T, the U-verse package.
Right. So you got that late last night.
Late last night.
Right. Like overnight.
Late last night.
Right. Overnight. While
yes.
everyone was sleeping, those things came back online.
Yes.
So yesterday, how did you watch TV yesterday? How did you watch football? You didn't come over to my house.
And
God knows you were at my house before then.
Wow.
I'm just
You
saying.
Know what? Next time there is a disaster, I am not going to bother you.
No, that's what family's
for. I am going to
for.
Pack the family in the car. We're just going to drive to Texas and hang out with my mom.
Family is for this. Family is to always be there for each other. And then, as I learned from my mom, never let them forget that you were there for them.
Oh, so that is that
you
what you're
rub
doing?
Rub their nose in it forever.
You're just
yes,
letting me know. Okay,
yes. My mom will tell you about my childbirth.
I see.
Which she has. How many times has my mom told you about the day
times.
I was born? Exactly.
Too many times. And how big you were.
Yes.
And how you
and she was in labor
her.
For 35
yes.
days,
yes.
and she nearly died. She did die. She came back from the dead. And but this
so
is
that's what you're doing.
Effect.
So you learned
yeah,
from your mom, and
absolutely.
Now you're just
because
I thought you had learned
do.
From your mom, and so you wouldn't do it.
That was really lame.
Yes, and so you don't do it.
I could go that way, I suppose. I mean, yeah, there's always that
because that's what I learned from my parents. There's the stuff that my parents used to do that annoyed the bejesus out of me.
So you stop.
So I don't
huh.
do it.
So stop doing.
Yes.
Huh.
Kind of like kill it right there. Squash it.
Yeah, and be let different.
Let it be done.
Huh.
And I hopefully am not teaching those things that my parents taught me. I'm not teaching them to my daughters so that they don't pass it on to their children.
I don't feel like your girls got any of the resentment from me about
no,
them being
but
in the
I
house.
Have.
Well, sure, someone's got to catch it.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm certain my sister didn't get any of it.
All right, so can we get back to this challenge game?
Okay,
so we're just going to
challenge game.
So
let's
for
just be
week
clear.
13,
Carolina at Tampa Bay
we'll
was
get,
the challenge game.
Yes, that is correct.
It's always good to reset for people who have just tuned in.
Yes, and last minute, Josh
Very last
Freeman
minute. Sunday morning, I believe. When did I
an
post?
Hour before the game?
When did I post though on Facebook? I posted
I think
something
it was
on
like
Saturday.
An hour
I think I posted a
that,
tease on Saturday.
That they had said
it activated
yes.
the practice squad quarterback and
no,
God
I think
help
that
us.
Was Sunday morning, Jeff.
No, I honestly think
was
it was
Saturday
night.
Okay,
because when I heard that, I'm like,
to
boy,
Facebook
that
right
sure
now.
That sure tells me. Jeff Ellis, who knows better, that if you're activating the practice squad quarterback,
yes.
that you're not expecting your quarterback to be able to go. But I couldn't say Josh Freeman was out because that wasn't the official word.
Right.
So I posted just the facts. The practice squad quarterback's been activated. It doesn't look good
that
for Josh
was,
Freeman. That was Saturday.
That was Saturday.
Probably around noon.
Late in the afternoon. Two,
now, you had no power at this point.
I did. I did not have a Facebook.
You had no internet of any kind. No power. And I'm grateful that the Rave Cave finally came online right as we started recording this morning.
Yeah, so we walk into the Rave Cave this morning, and it's like,
first of all,
good.
It's freaking cold in here. By anybody's stretch of the imagination, there's been no heat,
really,
and we've
really
had
cold.
Severe Santa Ana winds and temperatures at
and
night in the 30s.
In, so which, we have power, which is a good thing, finally, because
we
didn't
stoked
have power
about
at
that.
The end of last week. Then we're like, well, maybe the internet's back maybe up. And we start messing with the router, and we reset the router.
Now
and we
the
got
computer,
internet!
The computer crashed hard. The server
that
here
was not
crashed hard.
Good. I had to.
Steven had to do his voodoo IT magic
IT
to get
magic,
that thing back.
Yes, it's now
because it wasn't doing jack.
But we're back up, and that's the good thing. And so all I'm saying is,
based on
had I
all
got
of this,
in, knowing that I was going to have to go with Josh Johnson and not Josh Freeman, I would never take him back.
But what would you have done? Because the only game we differed on was Philadelphia at Seattle.
Yes,
and
but
you
I,
lost
but
that
I
game.
Made the official pick change to Tennessee Buffalo.
Oh,
I
so
took
you would,
Tennessee, and you stayed Buffalo.
Oh, so
and the Thursday night game
had
already
been played.
Played.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
Right? So
okay.
I would have. So
but, Steven, here's
by
the thing.
By default,
when
the challenge game
out,
would have been Tennessee.
When I figured out I took Buffalo, I was like,
you were like, why
what?
Did I take Buffalo?
No, where's Emma? Here she is. I'm like, how on earth did I? There's two picks. The pick I regret the most. Who's been giving the most love to the Miami Dolphins?
You.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the only one who's been
well,
out here saying
I was
this team does not suck
that.
Out loud. Yeah. And they've been playing really hard, and the Raiders have been very much smoke and mirrors needing Carson Palmer to
here's,
get things
here's
done.
The, here's the whole thing, Jeffrey. Had you just made Seattle – Philadelphia Thursday night football, the challenge game in the beginning, which is what I wanted you to do.
And I
you would have already
you that
won.
I could have.
Yeah, you would have already won, and boom, it would be a done deal. But
see, I've been really big on mocking Steven this year.
You have.
Because
it's
of this.
It's been
just
huge.
Going, it doesn't matter whom I take, because the fact is, I'm going to win.
All right, so
then. Going to happen.
We should. Precedent has been.
Because
you leave
of precedent,
a week.
Because
blank.
Of natural disasters.
Yes.
Because of acts of God.
Because of definitely an
okay,
act of God.
Okay, so those things
horrible.
In total. In total,
yes.
I have no problem waving off my loss this week or okay. your loss this week. I have no problem with that. Mostly because of my cockiness, though. Precedent is why I'm doing it because it's right.
Right.
However,
but
I'm
you're
still
just so,
so
cocky
confident.
That you're still going to take care
I'm
of business.
Kick your ass. That's all there's right. to it. I mean, in the picks department, I've got to be up by, I don't know, 20?
You're up
something
by
like
14.
That. 14.
Calm down. Skippy.
Over. No, I learned
actually,
something from a great
one,
man.
You gained one, so you're by 50.
I learned something from a great man. If there's something you're good at, you just gloat about it, even if it's just a natural thing. Steven said that within the last 15 minutes before
okay.
we started.
Okay. All right. It's just so weird that the seasons
season.
Where I whoop up on you a little bit, how I don't mock you, and I actually feel pretty sorry for you.
Yeah.
And I try to help you.
Because usually you beat me.
Yes, but
The times that it
but
goes,
since you're winning,
which has happened twice over the 5 years,
yes,
twice,
6 years.
How many?
6 years.
How do I know? This is our seventh, though.
Yeah, but the first year we didn't do this.
We didn't pick games.
No.
What a boring show that must have been, Steve. So I've listened to some audio from that first year.
Yeah.
I'm like, This is Jeff Ellis, and I'm really glad to be here. So different.
Yeah, I try
so
not
different.
To. I will go back as far as season three.
No, season one is priceless, Steven. That's a whole other thing. For those of you that have hung in there with us since season one, why did you listen season
God
one?
God bless you.
Well, you know what? There was no other podcast back then.
That's true.
There were so few to choose from back then.
Yeah.
And God bless you, absolutely. Tim Tebow blesses you.
Yes.
A special blessing from God.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later where he talks to Peter King and he told him.
That was awesome.
Yes.
Peter King. I just could see it at the end.
Good night, Mr. King. And God bless you.
And God bless you. So on Facebook, Stephen, when I did the notes last, 1973 is where we go. And I've got to say,
1973.
Thank goodness, because, yeah. We've got
what
such
happened
good
in
stuff.
1973?
Well, Stephen, 1973 was the year Paul McCartney releases Band on the Run. The album went to number one of the charts all over the UK, all over the world, stayed there for a long time, released on December 4th, 1973.
Okay, I'm going to stop you for a second because.
That's a great song.
First of all, 1973, on this day, you could have gone, you know, sports-related, said Dodgers trade Willie Davis to the Expos for a relief pitcher.
Who cares?
Mike Marshall.
And I was a Dodgers fan back then,
but
Mike Marshall.
The
he
real
was a
reason,
monobrow, Stephen.
The real
he was
reason,
the original player with the monobrow.
The
Mike
real
Marshall.
Reason to pause you and stop you, Jeff,
is because
we have 1976 on Facebook.
Oh,
it's 1976.
Come on.
So I know you really like the whole, you know, Paul McCartney thing.
How can he not?
But there's only one thing that happened on this day in 1976,
yeah.
And it's football-related.
Just mind you, we just got internet back. So
that's
when
true.
I checked on my iPad last night,
okay.
We were 1973.
In 1976.
Now that we're
and the
those
one
stupid
thing
three people who are new. I hate you.
That happened on December 5th, 1976. O.J. Simpson with the Buffalo Bills rushed for 200.
You mean the murderer?
Rushed for 203 yards.
You trump Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney.
Yes.
For a murder.
For a football related item. Sure.
All right.
On the football show.
So I choose because I'm old enough.
Yeah.
Because I'm 46. I remember OJ at USC.
Yes.
Enjoyed watching him as a kid.
Yes.
Enjoyed his years
before
with the Bills,
he started, you know,
killing people.
And robbing people at gunpoint.
Well,
stuff.
That was, I think once you've killed people and gotten away with it,
yeah.
You probably start. I highly recommend Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment.
Yes.
Where a guy gets away with murder.
Yes.
And then descends into madness. So that's just my take here.
Okay.
Huge Dostoevsky.
You
fan.
Go crazy.
You can't live with getting away with murder. And so how OJ busts into somebody's hotel room to get back an autographed jersey or picture that he had signed at gunpoint, and you think you're going to get away with it. Yeah, that's part of the descent into madness. But so anyways, that's all to say. I remember OJ as a football player. I enjoyed him as a football player. I enjoyed him in the Police Academy movies,
yes.
Post-football, before he went full goose bozo, kills people, and then robs people and goes,
yes.
Finally goes to jail.
All right, wait.
So
we're now in 1978.
Football. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I
oh,
just refreshed.
We're ruining this.
I just refreshed.
I don't 19. Even. We don't have any.
Okay, we're
we
not
don't
in
know
1978.
What,
I just wanted to say.
Weenie.
Well, today in 1978, Pete Rose became the highest paid baseball player.
We don't have 1978.
Pete Rose, Jeff.
A gambler.
Well, we don't have 1973, and you played Band on the Run.
Don't start with me. I'll play it again.
Band on the Run.
That album is great. That is his best. That is the best post-Beatles album of any of the guys.
Not sure that I've ever.
Band on the Run. It's also got Live and Let Die from the James Bond movie. Live and Let Die.
That I've probably heard like in some commercial
dun, dun,
or something like that.
Dun, dun, dun.
Like all
dun,
his songs dun, dun. Are now in commercials
dun,
and
dun,
stuff.
Because he's a sellout. But he's a knight. So what
but anyways, we want to thank
so
those
what
1976.
What happened
on OJ? He rushed for 203 yards.
In a game?
In a game.
True.
With the Bills.
Pretty good.
Yeah, as a Bill.
Pretty good. Against whom?
It did not say.
All right. There you go.
There you go.
OJ had a good day rushing this day in history, 1976.
All right, Jeffrey. Well, let's get to some NFL news. But before we get to NFL news, everyone is healthy. Everyone is alive. Everything
yeah.
has survived.
Property damage.
We do have some property damage, which an adjuster's coming out in the next couple days, Jeffrey, to take
to
a look
at yours.
Yeah, on the side, all the stucco on the because it forms like a wind tunnel between our house and the Johnson's house.
Well, here's
it's like a wind tunnel.
See. what happened was Santa Ana winds typically come out of the northeast, the north-northeast specifically. And as a result, we get very blustery days. And the city of La Cañada and La Crescenta usually get trashed pretty good. And so their trees are much more resilient.
Yes.
This low-pressure system that causes the Santa Ana winds
pushed it
moves
further south.
No, it was perfectly north.
Okay.
It was perfectly north. What is perfectly north of us, Stephen?
The mountains.
Mount Wilson
yes.
is perfectly north of us.
And so the winds come right up over the mountain,
they
right down the hill.
They crested Mount Wilson, and they just
barreled down.
Bat out of hell,
yes.
straight south. And what's in the way? Us.
Yeah.
All of our streets run east-west.
Trees,
your street and my
yes,
street run
yes.
only I'm on a corner, so I'm
yeah,
north,
right.
south, and
oh,
east-west.
That was not good.
That's why our
That's
jacarandas
why
got taken
down.
Out.
Yep.
Trees. And by the way, the cherry tree that we were so careful about?
Yes.
It was already dead, according to Dee Dee.
Thanks, Dee Dee! You could have saved us our backs and stuff! We were trying to save it, and it's already dead.
Okay, tree.
Great.
So anyways, so you got...
See?
So I didn't know
I went and helped you. See,
you
I'm going to do it, Jeff. What would you have done if I not been there to help you lift those branches over?
Steven was the one who got the party started with cleanup.
You guys
like,
were
come
being
on, guys,
so...
Let's go.
I'm like, right here, come on. Cut that right there. And you just got to freaking throw them over into the street.
400 pounds I was able to press over the fence. It was pretty cool.
Yes, we had a good time.
And then Jordan, God bless him, cleared the entire lawn. I mean, just
yeah.
made a fence. So you
have
stucco
healthy.
Damage?
Are,
you have
yeah,
stucco damage?
Was on the side of the house.
Did something hit
the
it?
The fence. You saw the fence right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, right.
On the side of the house. Well, yeah, with the other neighbor. And then on Johnson's side, the only thing holding the fence up is my pool patio thingy. That has all my pool equipment.
Wow.
So when you move...
When can I go to your house? I want to see this.
You should come after tonight. You should come Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football.
You know what? We've been...
Do you have power
we've been,
at your house?
Since we've had... Since we've had so much time over at your house and, you know, your family's been so gracious, you guys should come over and have dinner. Let us make you dinner at our house.
That would be sweet, except for...
no one's at home.
No one's at home
yeah,
in my
it's
house.
Just you.
I've got teenagers.
Well, you come over and, you
That'd
know...
That'd be nice.
Your teenagers can fend for yourself. And if your wife on her way home wants to stop, and, you know, we'll feed her too. Because
be
we
nice.
Like
that
her.
That sounds really nice. That sounds very sweet.
Yes. But anyway,
the
you'll see, so
is we have to watch a really... We have to watch San Diego at Jacksonville.
It is going to be a...
it's going to be a tough one to get through.
You know what? Let's just... we can get a babysitter. We leave my girls with the babysitter. Mm-hmm. And the four of us...
What's
we
that
go
place
out
in the Santa Anita Mall
dinner.
That I like so much? Wood Ranch?
The Wood Ranch.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Wood Ranch, and then we'll go watch a movie that we have not seen, like The Muppets.
No. I want to see the one with the
dragon tattoo.
Guy. No, Dee Dee's read all the books.
Girl with a dragon tattoo.
Well, it looks scary.
But
I'm like, honey,
hot.
Was it scary? She's like,
you know
yeah.
what? I usually don't like women with ink.
Yeah.
Whew.
She wears the ink well.
She does.
I'm thinking of the guy whose aunt was everything's coming up roses. George Clooney.
What? George Clooney.
Yeah, his
There's
aunt.
A new George Clooney movie.
Yeah, that's not doing that well, which is too bad, and it's really good.
What
it's
is
a
it called?
Political thriller.
Oh, that's why it's a political thriller.
I love
Let's
those.
Go watch the new Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
That doesn't
Protocol.
Open yet till like Christmas.
Oh,
it's not out yet.
But doesn't
They're
it look
advertising
awesome?
The heck out of it, yes.
Doesn't it look awesome?
Okay.
All right, back to football
Football.
Now. All right, well, the Chicago Bears. They're going to have Jay Cutler have his thumb re-examined, Jeffrey, because, well, you saw them, basically. They
yeah.
scored 3 points.
Yeah,
Way to
that.
Go, Haney!
Caleb.
That was not good.
Okay, I'm gonna take a look at Facebook real quickly though.
Is close to renewing some TV rights, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Huge deal.
It's a
small
reportedly
markup. A 60% increase.
Small markup times 1.6.
Small markup.
Times 1.6. It'll just be several billions of dollars.
Sports Business Journal, citing multiple sources, is reporting that each network that broadcasts will pay an average of at least
billion.
$1 billion per year.
More.
No, per
total?
Year. Yeah, total.
They've been under a billion?
Per year, yes.
Really? I thought they were over a billion already. You know, Sports Business
it
Journal.
It is expected that CBS, Fox, and NBC will pay approximately $24 billion
combined
over the next 8 years.
Okay. Now, we love, since we don't have advertisers, I like to give free love to companies that I think are really good. Sports Business Journal. If we could afford it,
yeah,
I would love it. It's like $300 a year, though.
So if anybody at the Sports Business Journal is listening,
we will. And you we just said send something nice us? About your show, so damn it, give us a free subscription. And NFL the Magazine? That looks really good, too.
Yes.
How about a free subscription? I'm just saying.
It's all.
Okay. So on Facebook, I've got these nice things that people said. Right. I wrote, the cave, though cold, now is internet. This means shows are coming. Just finished 5-Minute Football Fix. Rants and Raves podcast being recorded next. Oh, that'd be right now.
Yes.
And, Lee Sanders says, good news. Thought of the day. Packers are in Indy for the Super Bowl. They are 16-0. Perfect season in their grasp. Only one thing stands in their way, the Denver Broncos and Tim Tebow. Thoughts?
Lee.
You're high.
Lee, first of all, the Packers aren't in the Super Bowl yet.
Darren Cook says, "Wahee!" Sharon Blackman says, people are talking about Favre again. Make it stop.
Oh, I love Sharon.
And by the way, Sharon, thank you for the little do-re-mi over the weekend.
Thank you very much. She continues to be a great supporter of our show.
Stefan Radcliffe, make sure you credit me for my ESPN called joke last week. LOL.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what that meant.
That must have been something new.
I'd love Favre at Chicago just for the circus. It's awesome, and I bet he'd win some games. That wouldn't it be amazing, Favre at Chicago, and then he finally has to play for the Lions when Stafford gets hurt, and then he will have done the whole division. I quarterbacked an entire division. No one in NFL history has done that. That would be ridiculous.
Cool. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be so cool.
Favre to the Bears. You know, he only would have to win about two games to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, dude, it's not hard for the Bears to make
the
playoffs.
He just lost Matt Forte. He don't want to come back to that team.
Seriously, I got no one to hand the ball to.
You don't want to come back to that team right now. Uh-uh.
No, that's a bad team that will not be in the playoffs, if you ask me. They will not. There's two teams that today.
All right, right now.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Right now, we're doing this right now. Before we go further.
Dude, I should do this on radio tonight.
Yes, before we go further with any other things,
any other
recaps of the games. Here are your, if the season ends today, here are the six teams that would be in the AFC. Top seed Patriots, followed by the Texans. Number three would be the Ravens. Broncos would be your fourth seed.
Broncos?
Bengals would be the, Steelers would be the fifth seed. Bengals would be the sixth seed. So there are your six teams.
Yeah.
Are all those six teams going to be in the playoffs, or will one of them get ousted by 7-5 Jets, 7-5 Titans, 7-5 Raiders?
Now, more importantly than will they make the playoffs is where will they be in tomorrow's Jeff's powerful rankings.
Well, okay.
Obviously, for all those clubs, more important than that is that. And my powerful rankings, again, gold, silver, and bronze, make up the playoff teams as I see them.
So is it still gold, Packers, silver, Niners, and then
certainly,
some bronze?
Certainly. Certainly. I mean, what the 49ers did yesterday, holy crap.
I
know it's the Rams, but geez, to shut them out.
26-0. I would expect the Bengals.
Bengals are going to fall from bronze, and the Jets are going to be in there as a bronze team.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are going to fall out of the medals, no offense.
Cowboys should fall out of everything.
I know. And so
I wouldn't be
in
surprised
the AFC,
if the Cowboys
Steven,
were 31st behind, just ahead of the Colts.
In the AFC, you're going to have the Jets and the Steelers as the wild card teams.
Jets and Steelers.
I guarantee it.
You don't think the Steelers can climb ahead of the Ravens?
No, because of the schedule. Because of the schedule.
Because of the schedule.
That's what I have. And Houston's going to hang on. Obviously, they're going to hang on to the South. Tennessee's not going to catch him, but Tennessee's going to take it to the wire.
But the Ravens are at Cincinnati and at San Diego.
At Cincinnati, they'll win. At San Diego is a cakewalk.
They struggled with Cincinnati at home.
Yeah, I know. And now they're going to go to Cincinnati. It's at Cincinnati?
At Cincinnati.
Thank God. I want those Bengals to get some sort of break because I Andy Dalton
Bengals,
really is one of the scariest looking. Okay, so Jordan and Nick last night made fun of me and my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend being?
Yes, Jimmy Graham.
Thank you, Jimmy Graham. They pulled up high school photos of him to mock me about how ugly he is.
He is pretty ugly.
He's not in real life. Did you see the post-game interview?
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
He looked fine.
Michelle Tafoya.
Michelle Tafoya on Football Night in America. He has grown in out of his awkwardness and grown to become a good-looking man. As long as he keeps the fro very short.
Yes.
Okay, so they're making lots of fun
of me. I think that's what it was. I think we saw him at camp when we went to Saints camp.
And he still had a little bit of hair.
He had hair, and it was
orange
red.
Orange hair scares people. Orange hair scares people.
All right, but Jeffrey, so the Bengals.
Hang on, I'm telling a fun story. Right. So I'm fun here, story. And I've got two high school boys teasing their 46-year-old father, one of them, about his make-believe boyfriend,
yes,
who's a football player that I fell in love with because of how he plays the game.
Yes.
I don't give a damn how he looks.
Right.
The guy balls. That's all there is to it. And they were making fun of me because of how ugly he is. I'm like, guys, I have a much harder time with two heterosexual male boys making fun of their father and his boyfriend for not being good-looking enough. I think that's weirder.
Well, I think that there's problems on many levels. One, that you actually call him your boyfriend. I mean, I think let's start there. Then
he's a stud.
Then the fact that your son will go ahead and play along with you and call him your boyfriend. That's another level there.
Dad, your boyfriend's so ugly, and he's calling people. Look at this picture. Look at this picture. What do you think?
Yeah, he's ugly.
That's my dad's boyfriend.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's Dad's boyfriend there.
Okay, I'll let you continue, but I had to get that story out.
All right, now on the NFC side, we're going to have Packers 1, Niners 2, of course.
Duh.
We're going to have the Saints as the 3 seed, Cowboys as the 4 seed.
No, that'll
Bears end. As the 5 seed, Falcons as the 6 seed.
Sure.
What do you see happening in the NFC?
The Giants' schedule is so tough. Who the Giants got left, Steven?
Giants at 6-6. We'll play at Dallas. We'll play the Redskins. We'll play at New York versus the Jets. And then we'll play Dallas to end the season.
So the Jets are going to beat them in New York because the Jets are going to get in somehow.
Yeah.
And they have to win out.
They're not sweeping Dallas.
They'll split with Dallas.
The problem is they need to sweep Dallas.
I know.
And then Dallas needs to lose somewhere else.
Well, trust me, they can.
They can, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
Tell me who Dallas has on the schedule remaining.
The Giants twice.
Off the top of your head.
Tampa Bay and Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Oh, and by the way,
spoiler,
that Philadelphia is in Dallas.
Come on. Okay, so here's the deal. The wild card
Cowboys
win their
awful.
Division.
They looked awful yesterday against the Arizona Cardinals.
I know.
I'm gonna be the first to say it. I'm gonna be the first to tell you that the Dallas Cowboys are really a 3-9 football team in a 7-5 body.
They're 11-1.
That's
one,
what
if
they
you ask
are.
My son.
They are 3-9 football team in a 7-5 body.
Yeah.
That's like saying basically that you've got Roseanne Barr in the body of Jennifer Aniston. Okay, that's
I have the personality of Roseanne Barr?
No. You have Roseanne Barr hiding in the body of Jennifer Aniston.
So
that's what the
happen?
Dallas Cowboys are right now.
Are we talking the Old Spice commercial where it's all going to crack?
Yes, it's going to crack.
And Roseanne's going to come
and
out?
You think you got Jennifer Aniston.
Which is
and
good.
You're like, man, this is a hot team.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, it's going to come cracking apart.
Hi, guys!
And there you go. You got Roseanne Barr, and it's like, that's what the Dallas Cowboys
Let's
are
go
right
have
now.
Fun,
and that
guys.
It's coming from me should tell you how serious it is. Jeffrey, the wins against San Francisco, Miami, and both Redskin wins should not have happened. This team is a 3-9 football team.
Okay, Steven.
That's what they are.
We have a whole Cowboys show for you to go off on this. Now,
I'm sorry.
I will point out, you say that you have
no
extra cred because you're a fan, and I say you have less cred because you're a fan. Fans think worse of their teams than they should, and they think better of their teams than they should.
Yesterday, while I was watching this game, it was totally objective.
You became completely objective for the first time in your
objective.
Life.
Against the Cowboys.
Why didn't I hear the heavens open up with a whoa?
If you were in my house, you would have heard them. Because Elena was, what was that?
Whoa.
Yes, it's exactly what it was.
Sure, it wasn't just.
And from here on out, I can be completely objective about the Dallas Cowboys.
So you're prepared to say today the Dallas Cowboys will win the NFC East.
But they don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it, and they will lose their first playoff game to whomever
doesn't
it is
matter
they play,
who they
whether
play
they're home or on the road.
In the playoffs,
doesn't matter.
They're not winning a playoff game
Correct.
This year.
Because the fact of the matter is
they're not
a very good team.
They play scared. They're not aggressive. They play totally scared. They coach totally scared.
Yes.
And they're not ready to play big boy football.
Nope.
And that's the Dallas Cowboys right.
I thought there was one thing Jason Garrett could do, and that's play big boy football.
And he's
wrong.
Not playing big boy football.
I was wrong.
He's not.
And Rob Ryan looks like a
buffoon. I have absolutely no idea what his defense is doing. I have no idea. When you decide that Mike Jenkins is your number one cover corner and he's on Larry Fitzgerald, no matter where Fitzgerald lines up, that means that you're asking Terrence Newman to guard the second best wide receiver on that football team. And Terrence Newman can't match up one-on-one with this guy. He's got to give him an 8-9 yard cushion.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad defense. I don't care who you are. And that's all I've got to say about
it. Okay, now that's takes care of the Cowboys game, which was coming up near the end of the program, if we have time for the end of the program.
Well, let's get to it. Thursday Night Football.
TGIT. Ooh. This was supposed to be we said this was a stinky poo-poo game, but it was Thursday Night Football, so it started off the season.
Was it just me? Or was Vince Young the only Philadelphia Eagle that was actually playing to win the football game?
Vince Young was the only one who got off the bus with the thought, you know, it'd be fun, would be winning a football game.
You know what? I'm gonna put LeSean McCoy on that table as well. He scored a couple Shady's touchdowns. Thing. He did some good job running the ball.
But Shady's not seen, you know, that much.
Yeah, and you know what? He missed some.
He quit
blocks
near the end
and,
a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, because that interception return for a touchdown, that was him.
That's
he didn't
right.
even make an attempt to go
Thank
tackle
you.
The dude.
So, VY was the only guy who got off that bus. And mind you, I'm just saying.
Is all.
But Mike Vick, who's the leader of that team, didn't make the trip.
Yeah.
I know it's a brutal flight.
It is.
It is.
Ribs in. Come on. You've had your ribs broken.
Yes, I have. And breathing is the hardest part.
It is. And can you imagine out getting on a plane?
Breathing is
and
the hardest part.
Fly.
No, it's a ridiculous flight, but if I'm the captain of that team, I make the flight.
Jeff, would it be okay if I released video of how you broke your ribs?
No, because you this year released video of me running in some bizarro thing. And by the way, I think I was lighter back then when I broke my ribs.
Yeah.
Diving onto a slip and slide past the line that says not intended for people above 4 feet tall and over 80 pounds.
Why did you dive? That's my only question.
That's how I did it as a kid.
Okay.
And I didn't read that till after I broke my ribs, by the way.
Yeah.
That would have I heed warnings.
Well,
I mind the gap, Steven.
Here's the crazy thing.
I mind the gap. When they say mind the gap, I look down. I mind the gap.
I don't know if you've seen video on Facebook, but a few years ago at a friend's 4th of July party, they had a slip and slide for the kids.
Okay.
And on a dare, I went fully clothed, and I dove head first. I didn't break any ribs, though. Because
you're not as tall as me.
I, as I looking at the video, I'm saying, what on God's green earth
was I thinking? Well, and mind you, you were an athlete that I dove for a living as an athlete.
Yes.
Into water.
Yes. And that's, I think, maybe what you thought.
I'm a swimmer.
I'm diving in the water. You forgot
that. I'm a swimmer.
There's a freaking ground
there's
right underneath.
Hard. After terra firma.
There's 1 inch of water and there's
terra
earth.
Firma. That sucks.
Yeah.
No, I actually, I've dove off high dives, Steven.
Yeah.
I've gone off 30-foot high dives.
Yes.
In a dive position into water. What's the problem?
I went
I'm an athlete.
In Jamaica.
Jumping. Not
yes.
diving.
I'm not diving. Are you kidding me? I almost died freaking cliff jumping.
Just keep your legs stiff. That's
I
all
know,
I ask.
I know.
And point those toes. For heaven's sake, point those toes.
But
did someone tell you to point your toes?
No. I just knew instinctively.
Were you barefoot?
Yes.
Okay, but you pointed your toes.
Yes, I pointed my toes.
You don't? Let me tell you what will happen.
Yeah.
Your leg will be above your head before you know it.
No, I just knew instinctively.
See, water is harder than people realize.
I went straight in. The thing was coming up. I could see the sun. I was like, okay, there's the sun. Just go up. Come on. You're coming to the surface.
Oh, see.
Anytime
I hadn't
now,
thought about
I
that.
Need to take a breath. Please.
Steven.
Let me get.
Steven, what happens when you put. I don't mean for this show to become Mr. Science, but what happens when you take, say, something that holds water and you push it underwater?
It comes back up?
No. Let's just say you force it. Like
okay.
You. You're being forced. So we take that water bottle. It's sitting right there.
Yes.
Crinkle it so people can hear it. Crinkle it. There you go. That water bottle is virtually empty. And
yes.
If you took that down in your pool right now
yes.
and froze your hand to death in your pool,
okay.
What would happen to the shape of it?
It would probably...
It would collapse.
Contract.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because the pressure, the water pressure,
yes,
forces, forces it to...
Right.
That's what happens to your lungs when you
okay.
go jumping
so
off a cliff. Say you went 40 feet down.
Yes.
I don't know how far you went.
I don't know.
The beauty of high dives in a pool, I've never thought about it, is that you actually generally touch the bottom.
Right.
So then you just push off to come up. But here's the thing the scuba diver in me has to tell you.
Yes.
If you hadn't panicked, you would have been fine.
Because as I'm getting closer to the
what
surface,
happens is you raise the water bottle from the bottom.
Expanding.
Your lungs
yes.
expand.
No, and the funny thing is because I took the scuba lesson at the resort, I knew that. But I just wanted air, dude.
Wait, you had had a scuba lesson?
Yes, I did.
So you know this.
I panicked.
See,
I panicked. Leave me alone. Look, it was 40 feet.
If you actually go up too fast, your lungs will burst.
Here were the cliff levels. 10 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet, 60 feet.
I've never jumped off anything higher than 40.
And so the guy sees me. This is Jamaica.
Jamaica, man, I want to go.
It was awesome.
I got to jump off 60.
So I go to Rick's, and I get up, and the man, the Jamaican, just like, come on, man. You can do the 40, man. Come on. Come. I'm like, no, yeah. I'm good with the 20. No, you, come on. Come. So I'm like, all right. You know, there's pretty chicks in the little bikinis all over the place. I'm like, he's saying, I'm going to do 40. I'm going to do 40.
That was called your wife, by the way.
No, my wife was on the boat, sick. She couldn't make the, she didn't, because you have to, the boat parks. About a half a mile,
I
you have
just
to swim.
Your wife, that she was a pretty chick.
She was hot.
That's what I was.
But
saying.
She was on the boat, and she didn't even see me make the jump, Jeff.
Oh, I wouldn't have done it. If there's no one to witness it, I don't do it.
Well, there were a lot of other people that witnessed
if
it.
If I don't have someone I know
witness
my greatness, where I'm going to take my life into my hands,
I was
going
to do it. I did it, and I'm very
happy.
I'd
do a 60 just because.
But then I finished,
I
and then
I was
like, that was excellent, man. Let's go up to the 50. I'm like, I'm good. I'm just going to swim back to the boat now.
My first time diving head first, arms first, into a high, from a high dive into a swimming pool, I didn't know about locking arms and things.
Yeah.
And my
Did you hurt yourself?
Right arm went behind my body so fast. I completely dislocated my shoulder.
Ooh.
And this, mind you, was off a 15-foot high dive.
Yeah.
Just one of your high school high dives, okay?
Right,
not the platform that I grew up with
yeah.
because I was on the best team in the world.
Oh,
where we
no,
had the big...
I'm always in awe when we go to the aquatic center here at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, and they're off the platform.
Girls are
What should scare you most about the platform is how tiny the pool looks from up
really?
There on the 40-foot. So I've only jumped off the 40-foot. I've never dove off that because I think that's insane.
Yeah.
But from there, it is a postage stamp that you're jumping into, and you swear... with everything in you, that if you take a half-inch step to the left or right, you'll die.
You're going to miss
it. You're going to hit cement.
Yeah, you're going to miss it.
Which is not possible.
Right.
There's really no way you miss water. But from up there, it's so scary.
And the fact that they do flips and stuff.
Oh, my God.
They go into
those are some terrific athletes. And again, I'm going to bring it to football very closely.
I'm
going
to
bring
ribs.
It back to football, Steven. Okay. Knowing your body in space is the most important part of being an elite athlete.
Okay, I agree with that.
Knowing your body in space. Something as a swimmer I never had to learn.
Yeah.
Which is why I will never be an elite athlete. Why I marvel at my daughter in the gym on the high bars when she's doing the uneven parallel bars and she's doing her giants and flipping around and spinning up there and catching. Yeah. Everything apparently is happening in slow motion for her.
Right.
Because when you do this kind of stuff, when you're a wide receiver, an elite wide receiver, and you're up in the air and you change directions in the air, your body in space – and knowing how to manipulate it is a gift that very few people even understand.
Yeah.
So, speaking of football.
Well, you know, I understand why Mike Vick didn't make the trip. I mean, rib injuries, you know, it's
a pressurized cabin. Why didn't they put him in a pressurized device? Why didn't he go in one of those hyperbaric chambers onto the plane?
On the plane. Then
yeah, and then it could have self-regulated.
No, so I'm going to give him a pass on that, but I'm not going to give the Eagles
the
a pass.
The team sucks.
They're done. They've called the season.
The best they could do is go 8-8.
Yeah, they ain't making the playoffs.
Okay, so enough said there about that.
It's done.
Yeah, they're 4-8 right now. You went out. There's no talk of winning out anymore, Andy. You guys are done.
We went out. We're going to be 4-8-8.
And Seattle, if you went out, you're going to be 9-7.
Oh, too late.
Oh, you're way behind the division winning
49ers. Detroit at New Orleans, Sunday night football.
This lived up to – the score does not indicate how close this game was.
I don't know. It was not good.
Dude,
they jumped out to a 14-0 lead.
And the Detroit Lions were penalized for 110 yards. Did you like my tweet last night?
I did. And I'm
going to read it right now.
I will give you a lot of the answers that came back. Jim Schwartz and his defense were like this when he was the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, so here's what I tweeted last night and put on Facebook at it just says 14 hours ago. The Detroit Lions are not going anywhere this season if they don't mature significantly in the personal foul department. Stuff this widespread falls squarely on the coaches. Steven, where was Ndamukong Suh this week?
I don't know.
He was in Oregon in a car accident.
In a car accident.
He went home to Oregon.
Yeah.
because he couldn't be near the facility.
Right.
Because he's suspended for two games.
Yes.
And so his whole team knows that they're behind the eight ball because Ndamukong Suh was suspended for two games for not being able to control himself emotionally on the football field. So what does that give the rest of the team license to?
Permission.
Lose themselves emotionally on the football field.
Yeah.
That is my rant. That's the end of it. This Lions team is so talented, and I'm so fed up with them, and I feel very badly for those guys on offense.
Well, at 7-5, they're going to be in danger of making the playoffs because the only way they can make a playoffs now in that division.
You mean not making the playoffs?
Yeah, not make the playoffs, because the only way they can make the playoffs is as a wild card. And when you've got Giants, Cowboys, Falcons all fighting you for that.
These are bad teams, Steven, that you're calling out.
But
Falcons,
you know what?
Bad, Cowboys bad, Giants bad. Giants are probably the best of them. And then you talked about the Detroit Lions. And the Bears are a bad team.
Of those four teams, only two get in.
The Lions are probably the best.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You're saying that because they started 5-0 and they looked great.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that based on the talent of the other teams. Mm. Atlanta's been a car wreck.
Yeah, they really surprised this week.
Jeez, wheeze.
Let's get to it. The Saints, they just keep rolling, and the Niners are now in danger of the number two spot.
The Niners are in danger.
The 49ers need to keep winning just to keep that number two spot.
They're going to keep, dude, they're good.
They got Pittsburgh coming up on the schedule.
We must be at that game. Okay. It's a Monday night game in San Francisco.
Make it happen.
Well, we need a little money.
Well, then don't make it happen.
What if we drove, Steven? I mean, we could probably do the whole thing for like $200 if we drove.
Well, the drive, come on. It's going to be more in gas. Gas is freaking outrageous.
Okay, $300.
Probably do it for
I love my car. You know my car is as comfy as they
go. What are you saying? Like, drive
we
up
drive
the morning?
We drive on Monday. We do the show in the morning, and then we drive. And
get there for the game.
And we get there for the game, and then we drive back that night.
I'll drive. Are you kidding?
I'll drive.
Come on, let us at least stay with Adam. No.
First of all, Adam, you mean in the city in his office?
Yes.
I will drive all night before I'll sleep on somebody's couch or floor.
All right.
Because I won't sleep.
Okay.
I will drive back.
All right.
We got to do it. Steven, the Pittsburgh Steelers at the San Francisco 49ers at Candlestick Park.
It's going to be a good game.
That's the best game remaining on the schedule, if you ask me, for the regular season. That is the best game remaining on the schedule.
There's some good ones.
The Pittsburgh Steelers at the inexplicable. I'm going to play with their helmet. San Francisco 49ers. Where did you come from? Jim Harbaugh, what did you do? How did you do this?
Looks like magic. Look at him. Jeffrey
Seriously.
Is in awe of the helmet. You fell so out of love of them last year, Jeffrey, that you don't understand how good they are right now.
My time with Singletary.
Singletary.
With Coach Singletary.
It's a different team.
Scarred me last August, a year ago August, at training camp where I spent my week with the 49ers. At training camp, I met Matt and Mindy and the other Matt and the whole gang up there and got to know them and their staff. And I felt sorry for the beat writers. Uh-huh. I said to Matt Barrows, this is something, Steven, that I haven't told you. I said to him when I left, the day I left, they have a trailer for the writers, first of all.
Yeah.
A trailer for the beat writers. Yeah. That's how much they respect the people who earn their living covering their team.
Right.
They stick them in a trailer. We opened the window when it would get really hot to get a little bit of a breeze.
Okay.
And I said to them, and I didn't see the so few smiles. You saw them in London. You got to know them. So there was a guy who came up with the little riddle every day.
Yeah.
His little trivia puzzle every day. That's the most fun that organization has. Another beat writer for like, I don't know, the Sacramento Bee or something, comes up with a trivia question every day for the beat writers. And it's not necessarily related to football. It's generally sports.
Yeah.
But they're like, two people did this great feat in 1970. And everyone works on it all day. It's like doing Boggle in the newspaper. You're an old man, and that's the highlight of your day. That's how bad. And I said to Barrows as I was leaving, I said, this is really a job. He said, oh, yeah. Can you imagine little Matt? Oh, yeah. His little bald head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a job. There's nothing fun about this. You cover an NFL team, it should be fun.
You got to make it fun.
And so, yeah, I was
that's fun now.
They're having a blast.
Yeah, of course they are.
Harbaugh will have it no other way. We will have fun, and we will win. Okay.
The Cincinnati Bengals travel to
Pittsburgh.
Mean
and angry, but not enough.
That's three straight
35
losses.
35-7. But they're all to really good teams.
Three straight losses.
Yeah, Cincinnati. I feel so crummy for the Bengals, man. Because they're not a bad team.
Yeah.
I may meddle them this week.
I just want to know who in the world thought it would be a good idea.
We're going to finish your season with the Ravens,
the Steelers,
and the Steelers. Yeah. Won't that be fun for you?
That is not cool.
Well, nobody expected Cincinnati to be worth a damn,
not
Steven.
Not cool at all.
I agree with you, but no one expected them to be good.
Still not cool.
It's not cool.
Anyways, 35-7. Look, the Bengals, they tried to fight, and they kind of like it. Have you seen that commercial where the guy, you know, he's like, they're leaving work, and the one guy throws a snowball at the dude, and he's like, oh, really? So he goes up to they start leaving. They kind of live next to each other, and he goes up and he starts a snowball and he rolls it down the hill, and it starts getting bigger,
right.
And then he parks, and the guy gets out, and he's like,
oh, he waits.
Hey. Yeah, he waits. He's like,
about
hey, guy,
and then, grumpy old
boom,
man, grumpy old man. I love that movie,
snowball.
Walter Matthau.
No,
and
this is a commercial. This is a commercial.
Oh, well,
the
they
snowball.
Did it in Grumpy Old Men.
Did they?
Yeah.
And the snowball just comes. Just
he would actually take his hose and like fill the roof with he would hose down the roof that had all
nice.
The snow, so when he closed the front door,
whoosh. Just fall up.
Okay, unfortunately, Steven, I gotta go here. And Sharon, I'm sorry.
Uh oh, no, what happened?
This is from Michael C. Wright of ESPN Chicago. The Chicago Bears' dire situation at quarterback hasn't pointed the club in the direction of the future Hall of Famer Brett Favre, but a source familiar with the quarterback said Favre would listen if the Bears make a pitch. Favre would listen if the Bears make a pitch.
Do we need like a wah, wah. We need a horn or something like. Favre watch is back on.
The horn was because it was a Viking horn.
Oh, is that what it was?
Okay.
So what do we need? A bite down.
We've got, you know. They're the pride and joy of Illinois. Favre down.
The fact that it is on NFL.com, Favre will listen if the Bears call him about a comeback. Which means,
oh my
Jeff's
God.
Cracking up, people.
Oh my God!
This is breaking news.
Oh my God!
And I'm
it's
just gonna
real.
Let me see. We got.
I'm sorry,
Favre.
Sharon.
They go to Denver.
Yeah.
They got Seattle.
Yeah.
They go to Green Bay.
Where's the fun? Green Bay.
And they go to Minnesota.
Minnesota. There it is. That's why you do it. You get to play Green Bay and Minnesota again.
Oh
my God!
Oh.
Grandpa Favre at it again.
Bing.
Okay, we've got to go into hurry up offense.
Hurry up offense right now. Final
this
score 35.
Hurry up offense.
35-7 Pittsburgh over Cincinnati. Cincinnati 7-5 Pittsburgh
Poor
at 9-3.
Atlanta
Falcons. Houston, the Houston Texans show my defense is for real. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you bring. I don't care if you're the Packers and Green Bay. This defense is going to shut you down. And T.J. Yates only has to score 17
folks, when you
points.
Go in the Lions,
and
den,
we will beat
you. Don't tippy toe in.
You don't.
You carry a spear. You go in screaming like a banshee. You kick whatever door's in and say, "Where's the son of a?" If you go in any other way, you're going to lose.
That's what Houston
News
did.
Newsflash, Atlanta. That's how you went in. You went in some other way.
Yes.
You went in some other
tip-toeing.
Way.
Like, this is Houston.
You don't have to go in. You can't go in. But screaming like a banshee saying, where is that son of a? And we're going to kill you. And if you don't go in that way to play the Houston Texans, you will lose. They went in. They had good. Look, I have it from everybody, Steven. Atlanta's practicing really well.
Yeah.
It's all good. So the fact is, though, Houston says, you know what? We've got about 25 chips on our shoulder because we've had so many reasons to mail it in this year.
Here's the problem with the
Mario
Atlanta Falcons.
Williams,
they're
Andre
trying
Johnson.
To show that we put all our chips on the
yes,
table with
did.
Julio Jones.
Julio Jones, and
so
he's
we
good.
Got a pass. We got a pass. You know what? You're not a pass.
Turner.
Yeah.
The burner.
Give him the ball just a little bit more.
With San Diego, you know, how would they have been, Steven? I know we're in hurry-up offense, but if San Diego kept, I don't know, Michael Turner or, I don't know, Darren Sproles, I don't know, would they not suck as much?
Yeah.
Sorry. I may switch my pick right now to Jacksonville tonight.
The fact that you only give him 14 carries.
Let's make that the challenge game tonight.
So that there's a challenge
game?
There could still be a challenge game.
I'm making an official pick change right now so there could be a challenge game.
So you're taking Jacksonville?
Why the flip not? The Chargers are so bad and they're going on the road.
I'm so scared.
You should be, and that's the new challenge game, Biaz.
Okay.
Doggy.
Oh. Well, there you go. If you got to have a challenge game this
week. It's Monday Night Football. It's only like San Diego's one game better. They're only one game better than the Jaguars.
I just hate when we use sucky teams as challenge games. Because
anything can happen. And that's my point here. Okay, we're moving on. We're in the hurry up.
All right.
So Atlanta and Houston. Houston wins 17-10.
Look, seriously, if the defense plays the way they're playing football right now.
They can go far.
They can.
They can not just host a playoff game. They can go far.
They can.
Okay. Now, speaking of
Green Bay at New York Giants, man. This
What a game.
Went to the wire. Look, Green Bay led for the entire time.
And I asked you in the five-minute football fist if you wanted to see the Packers lose, and you said no. And I said I did. I was actually pulling for the
– You want them to lose only because you want them to win the Super Bowl again.
Of course I do.
You're a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. You picked Tampa Bay. You didn't pick Green Bay this year. You picked Tampa Bay. Your allegiance and your love all must go – forward towards Tampa Bay. You know why Tampa Bay stopped doing well? Because you stopped loving on them.
When did they stop doing well, Steven?
In London.
And who was on my desktop that whole week in London? Whose picture that I took?
Josh Freeman. But that's what I'm saying. After London, you were done with them. You wanted nothing to do with Tampa Bay anymore.
Because they were fiungry and they burned me.
And that's why they lost the love of Jeff. You were supposed to be on their bandwagon all year, and now you have officially jumped onto Green Bay. You've been on Green Bay ever since we got back from London.
No, I've actually been on New Orleans. I think Green Bay's great, but I never left New Orleans.
Green Bay, New Orleans?
That's going
to
be epic.
In the NFC epic. Championship game?
And it's going to be in the Frozen.
Are we going to go to the NFC Championship? No, you said one playoff game at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I also said that we'd be in New England.
That's true.
And none of those things are happening.
I'm glad we didn't go to New England. That game was awful. And for everybody who thinks that Indianapolis was in that game, folks, it was 31-3.
Saw the wrong game.
Yeah, it was 31-3. They scored three garbage time touchdowns when the Patriots were packing their bags.
Pretty funny, though, that New England couldn't come close to covering the 20-point spread.
They did, in my opinion.
No, they didn't.
It was 31-3. When they really stopped playing, it was 31-3.
Yeah.
And they are like,
that's why you don't have 20-point spreads in the NFL.
Well, that's why. Because
and the last time
the
there was a 20-point spread was the New England Patriots.
I'm actually not very happy with New England. I have come to know and learn to love
the mean
New England Patriots
that
shoves it
on
and
you.
Just keeps scoring points.
Yes.
And just put that's what I've been expecting the last
Me
2 weeks.
Too.
And you know why I've been expecting that? Because I have Tom Brady as my freaking quarterback in the end of my fantasy football. And he's been not scoring those points late.
Brady to Welker.
Welker,
he's
yes.
He's been carrying me.
But at the end of games, they stop.
Yeah, they do.
And that's not the New England Patriots that I've come to grow and know and
love. Started
the
law firm this week. They got me 5 points. Thanks, Ben Jarvis Greenhills.
Because they stop.
Okay.
But anyways, 38-35.
Green Bay Packers, they left 50 seconds on the clock. The Giants did 58 seconds.
Come. They got Oakland and they got Kansas City back-to-back weeks. They're going to win those games. I'm sorry. Oakland and Kansas City aren't going to hold a candle to Green Bay.
Correct.
They're going to be 14-0.
Yes.
And here comes the decision. If they get to 14-0, they will have everything locked up. Home field advantage, the whole works, capiche.
Right.
What do you do those final 2 weeks? Do you go for the 16-0?
You're going to have a bye, Steven. This is the problem. You're going to have a bye. You need guys to be sharp. You need guys to be ready for the playoffs. And so you cannot sit everybody for 3 weeks. This is not a college football getting ready for their bowl game where they're going to get a month off.
Which I hate that.
I do because the first quarter of those games are horrible.
Don't say bowl. You shouldn't have said bowl games because we don't have time. And right now, this whole LSU-Alabama is a bunch of bunk because Alabama does not deserve to play for the national championship. If you're not good enough to be in your conference championship game, you're not good enough to be in a national freaking championship game. Sorry, I'm off my soapbox.
You went
now.
There. It's not a college football show.
It's not.
They call Alabama the Crimson Tide.
I don't care. They do not deserve to be in the national championship game.
Green Bay, here's what I got to say. When the Giants scored, which I thought was freaking hilarious.
The two-point conversion, which
I thought was freaking hilarious. I'm like, oh, you left too much time on the clock. There's 58 seconds.
They did.
Two plays later, they're in field goal range. And by the way, they got another first down just to make it extra close, unlike something that Dallas couldn't have done.
Why?
It's like the dagger's already there, and you're just twisting it a little bit.
Why?
I'm mean? Mean-spirited?
I'm starting to learn that, and that's good, because now I can adjust myself to accept and anticipate
these
things.
Wear a little body armor when you come in. All right. That's what I'm saying. Tennessee at Buffalo.
You know what? I'm so thankful I made the last second change. I wish I would have made this. I wish I would have had the cojones to have made this the challenge game.
Steven, will you do me one favor this
week?
Yes,
yes.
Can we please get an official standings tally on the website?
I'm working on the page. It'll be up there.
When?
End of the week. How about that? You got me working too hard.
By Friday.
But before the next set of games get played. How about
that's Thursday night.
Damn it. How about Thursday night football? Give me Friday night.
Friday
I'm thinking
night.
Sunday.
There will be an easy way,
people.
Because
I have all day Saturday. We don't have anything. We don't have much Saturday. So I have Saturday to work.
Okay. So after you get this done, you got Saturday to do whatever needs doing.
Yes.
So, people, we will make it possible.
You've angered me a little bit because you stopped.
By being mean?
By stop putting your picks in our website.
Well, dude, that's last where all week mine I stopped officially. Putting them in ESPN.
Oh, so
because
now I
of
can't
the power
even go.
Outage.
So I can't even go to ESPN now to get your picks.
We have to actually
so now
tally
I have to
them.
Get. So now
we
I have to go through them. All of these
sheets, and that's sheets. I know.
You know what? I'm not very happy with you. I'm not talking to you the rest of the podcast. So
just
let's get
to
listeners. It. 23-17, Tennessee over Buffalo. Steven made a last-minute pick change that was official
talking
on Facebook.
Talking about himself in the third person. Nice.
Buffalo's just, they've folded. They've
House of Cards done. We've gone home.
They have officially
Tennessee says we could still make the playoffs, and they're right, but Matt Hasselbeck does not look right. This offense does not look good. Chris Johnson is now carrying this team, which is what we thought would happen from the beginning of the season.
Yes,
Chris
Johnson
Jeez
has had
wheeze.
Well, he had, you
With
know,
Kenny Britt
he
being
went
out.
Through the whole training camp, and he didn't really do training camp. And so he needed some games to kind of get his wheels, and now he's got
he
his wheels.
He looks fine.
Now,
and
he's, got his
now he's carrying the team, and the rest of the offense has taken a nap, and the defense has stepped it
23-17,
up.
23-17, so. Tennessee at 7-5 not only now has a legitimate shot of trying to catch Houston, they have a legitimate shot at a wild card, Jeffrey.
Awesome.
Buffalo 5-7. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. All right, the Kansas City Chiefs go to Chicago, and who would have saw this, Jeffrey? Who saw this coming? Nobody.
Yeah, Kansas City, Chicago definitely deserves this.
What?
The Chiefs.
10-3.
The Chiefs. The Chiefs.
I've got an even bigger question for you.
10-3?
How in the world is it that the Chicago Bears could only manage 3 points?
Well, the Chiefs got 7 of theirs on a turnover, didn't they?
No, it was the Hail Mary.
Oh, that was the Hail Mary
Brian
at the end of the
Urlacher
first half.
Knocks
Brian
the ball.
Urlacher
knock it down. Yes, but down to the ground, not to the, into the.
Where he was, knock it backwards.
Yes.
Out of the end zone.
Out.
Out of the end zone. Backwards.
You don't knock
Brian
it down.
Brian played
right.
safety in college, and that was the last time he was in a situation apparently like this, and yuck. He gave the Kansas City Chiefs their only touchdown of the game. Otherwise, this is a 3-3 tie probably is how it
finishes. In overtime. And that's
in
how
overtime,
yeah,
it's a tie. And this was one of the ugliest games imaginable. I'm really glad I did not have this on a TV anywhere. I relied on the Red Zone channel to show me the garbage.
Yeah, I didn't. The only thing I actually saw of this game
was
the highlight of the Hail Mary.
I saw a lot more of this game than that, but it was horrible, Steven. Oakland at Miami. I am kicking myself for not taking the Dolphins. I knew better. I knew better.
I did not. I'm not that I knew better. I just knew that there was something up with Oakland making this long trip travel.
That's a heck of a flight. The only flight that's tougher is getting to Seattle.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous for the AFC West because I'm going on a limb here.
Denver's going to carry it.
If the Denver Broncos win this division.
Yes, which they will. They have to.
I may not watch an AFC wild card game that they're involved in.
They're not going to be involved. Oh, you mean when Denver hosts a wild card team?
I won't watch that
game. Why wouldn't you? It's a great game.
I'm not going to watch it.
They play fun
football.
Not going to
watch it.
Tim Tebow threw for 200 yards and two touchdown passes and had a completion percentage of 67% yesterday.
Boycott.
Steven, what is
boycott
it?
I don't,
a competent quarterback completes what percent of his passes? 70, correct?
Yeah, 70%. Well, that's a good quarterback. Good quarterback.
I'm saying good quarterback, 70% yes. completion. 67 Tebow had yesterday.
All right. That's all good. That's all good.
He had a good day.
This has nothing to do with Tebow.
It has to do with how bad the division is.
Yes, just that the whole.
But the fact is, the Broncos have gotten better each week, and now, and they've played good defense all along. And now they had Von Miller out this last game, Steven, and they still played great smash mouth football. This is a team to contend with, and they will win a playoff game. I guarantee that they'll win a playoff game.
I do not guarantee that. They will not win a playoff game.
Well, you guaranteed that Houston would be in the playoffs, and they still will.
They will.
And this is the first guarantee I've made all season.
Okay.
The Denver Broncos will win.
Can I bet against your guarantee?
No, I'd rather you not. Really rather you not.
You want me to just believe your guarantee?
No, I want you to believe that I believe.
Okay. You can believe, Jeff. I believe you believe that they could win a playoff game.
And that is not a crazy thing to say.
I don't believe.
It's not a crazy thing to say.
Jeff.
If they're hosting – Mile High.
Right now, you know who they'd host? The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, they'd get their ass.
They.
But if they hosted the Jets, they could beat the Jets. They could absolutely
they already beat,
beat
the Jets.
Jets. They'd beat
them
again.
They beat the Jets once, but that's a game I want to see. Now, I will see that game. I will see that game.
Fair enough. Fair
because
point.
I think the Jets come at them differently.
Fair enough.
Oh, man, we're over time. Let's get to it. The final there. 34-14. They pounded Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even close. I think it was like 31-0 before Oakland scored their first two touchdowns.
Denver destroys Minnesota barely. Moved on to the next game.
35-32 in Minnesota. Christian Ponder to Percy Harvin.
That's going to be there for years to come, and it's fun.
I like that a lot. Final 35-32. But how did Denver win again, Jeffrey? Late in the game.
Defensive interception.
Defensive interception sets
Ponder's
them up for the game.
Ponder's driving down the field for the game-winning tie. And he just let one go that was a little off, and bang, right there.
Yeah.
That was a terrific game. That's all there was to it.
All right, Tebow Indianapolis at New England, 31-24. The Patriots basically, literally, 31-3 yawner before
we're
they
talking
said.
Talking about Indianapolis.
Yeah, it was Belichick having maybe a little sympathy for a team that always gives them good battles or something. I really don't understand what happened late in this game.
He got nostalgic, and he just, I think Tony Dungy called it.
You know what?
Can you just,
what we should do? Belichick is a good man. I'm starting to like him. I'm starting to like the Patriots.
Yeah, I actually like him, too.
Yeah.
Damn it.
All right. I hate that. 31-24 final there. New England to 9-3.
Carolina, Tampa Bay. Told you, Steven. I know you would have made a change, but Carolina, look, too legit. Too legit. Forget Tampa Bay. Carolina. Fuck. Cam Newton is so cool.
Give me this. Early on, Tampa Bay got into Carolina territory several times. They had to settle for 4 field goals, 12 points.
Uh-huh.
With Freeman in there, some of those field goals turn into touchdowns, friend.
Uh-huh.
It's a different ball game with Freeman in the game.
With Freeman without an injured shoulder and without a thumb injury.
Okay, I'll give you a healthy Freeman.
A hurt
a healthy
hand.
Freeman.
Yeah, this is a lot of ifs because
a healthy Freeman, that's all I'm asking for.
But he's banged up a lot. We found out today. I heard it from Raw on the drive-in on Sirius XM NFL Radio. Raheem says, he has a hurt shoulder. That's actually the biggest problem. Well, you're supposed to put that on the injury report, Coach.
Yeah. Why isn't that?
You have an obligation to let us know so we can get our picks right. New York Jets at Washington Redskins. This went down as expected.
Look, this was actually a close game, and the Redskins folded up. I literally saw them fold up their tents and say, we're done for the season,
guys. Because they called that extra time out.
Is that what it was?
And then they went over and started folding tents.
They were like, we are done. They officially folded the season at the end of this game.
And Shanahan will not run Roy. Hello. He Lou. And that guy is your big dog, clearly, for years to come, and you stop running him?
34-19.
What the heck's wrong with you,
the
Shanahan?
The Jets are showing, hey, we can win out. We
Shanahan
can get
Shanahanigans
into the
have got to stop. Baltimore at Cleveland. Baltimore goes to 9-3. Cleveland falls to 4-8. Not even a close game.
24-10, the final. The Browns basically have made a mockery of Steven jumping on their bandwagon.
And now the Browns on a short week have the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, que lastima. All right, the Dallas Cowboys at Arizona
there,
Cardinals.
We've been there, done that.
1913 overtime. Why? Because the Cowboys are stupid. All right.
Scared.
And was like, Daddy, you don't say the Cowboys are stupid.
You know, you just there got her saying, who was over at the house that asked Emma, well, you guys lived at my house. Yeah. So someone who came over visiting asked Emma who her football team was.
Yeah, yeah.
She said Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah,
Dallas
no,
Cowboys.
No, so anyways.
And now
so
you're calling them stupid.
So
you're
said,
confusing
stupid
your daughter.
Cowboys. And she's like, Daddy, it's a Cowboys. You don't call them stupid. All right, kid, you're right. We don't call them stupid. Anyways,
incompetent.
The St. Louis Rams shut out at the hands of the San Francisco 49ers.
Bad.
The Niners are now 11-2, Jeffrey. 10-2.
10-2.
5-game lead.
11-1.
5-game team in the division. 5-game lead, I'm sorry, in the division.
Thank you.
It is their division now. The Rams are, yes, Jeffrey, they're bad. And Spagnuolo now. I was giving him a bye earlier. He is now on the hot seat. He better watch out.
Oh,
he may
gosh.
Not have a job after this.
Okay.
And finally,
work, busy bee.
San Diego at Jacksonville, new official challenge game
there
for week 12.
There you go.
13, sorry.
Just to have one because it's fun.
Well, there you go. That's all the time we have. I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Fellas.
For your NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.